后的那句背什么呢？我 six lines up from the bottom, middle of the line. The verse says Ve'idoch. So the pasuk says Yachdo, which indicates that the Shemayim and the Oretz were put together to get were created together. Now both Beisham and Beishilu say that was not correct. Ve'idoch and the other opinions. So Ma Yachdo, what do they do with the pasuk of Yachdo? That you cannot separate Shemayim from Oretz and Oretz from Shemayim. They always they are intertwined. Which is Kasher Kroy Hadori. So we have a steer in the Pesukim. Because at the end of the day, we have the Yukim are correct. There's one pasuk which says Shemayim came first. There's one pasuk which says Oretz came first. One pasuk says that they came together. So Amar Reish Lakish, Kishenivru Bara Shemayim Achakach Bara Haaretz. That the understanding which would bring all the pesukim together, in other words, again, it's not Beishamai or Beis Hillel, but saying you assume no opinion. The way you would understand the pesukim is Kishenivru Bara Shemayim Achakach Bara Haaretz. The order would be Shemayim. And then Oretz. Kishenoto, like we said before, like Rashi says, the Pekiyos, so the things which were created, which were expanding, Shemayim was first. Then Kishenoto, when the Rashi took that and settled it, or I guess that's the best way of putting it. Not the Ha'aretz, not the Shemayim. The Ha'aretz was put into place and finalized before the Shemayim was. So, okay. Hilma Kasha, my Shemayim. What does the word Shemayim mean? I'm a B'yosi B'chanino. Shisham Mayim. This Rashi brings in Chumash that the word Shemayim is a contraction of the phrase "There is water." Shom Mayim. There is water. But Mesis and Tana, Eish Mayim. The Brisa says that Shemayim is a contraction of the words Eish and Mayim. And Lama Shevi'ena Kodesh Baruch Hu Batorf and Zebizeh. The Brisa brought Eish and Mayim and combined them. Also Mehen Rikia. And that's what the Rikia is. It's a combination of Eish and Mayim. Let's see, Rashi. Shenemar, Nabayda B'Shemayim Ma'alo Yisov, Alma Aliyah Mikru. So we see that it was referred to as the upper level. So you don't build upper level before you have the foundation. Shirashrav is the raglav, is a footstool. The kisei is lay shape, and you sit on the chair. You make the chair. If you go by kisei, who masak on a shirashrav? Depending on how high the throne is, that's where you make. That's how high you make the footstool. So you can't make the footstool until you make the throne. If you're the yosta oritz, meseber the krog yolad tixib yamdu yochtav yachtav. They came together. They stood together. Kishabron was on Pikiyos, Kamosha Marla Malo, so the Shemayim was first. And when they were not, when they were settled, it was, so maybe that's why we stayed Pikiyos, one for Shemayim, one for Oretz. The Tarfon is Irvon, and mixed them together. So if you say that, it means that they expanded at their own way, at their own level. So the Gemara, Shal Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Akiva. Shalim Mahalchem Adarach. Rabbi Akiva and Yishmael were walking together, and Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Akiva, "Amalei, Atosh Sheshimashtes Nochem Ish Gamzu Chaf Beis Shana. You were a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu for 22 years. Shal Yidarish Kol Essen Shavatara. Nochem Ish Gamzu." is one of the one of the opinions with Darshan, every S in the Torah is coming to teach us something. So, Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaOretz Mahi Yudarash Behen. What did he learn out from the words Reshish Bo Elokim? Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaOretz. Amar Lo, so Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Yishmael, I'm assuming this was in the name of Nochem Ishkamzu, Yilu Nemer Shemayim Bo Oretz, without the words S, just Shemayim Bo Oretz. You see, Omer, that Shemayim Vo'aretz, I think he puts in, Shmoysen Shalakadosh Baruch. Actually, Shemayim Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaOretz, Shemayim Shemayim Mamish, Oretz, Oretz, Eretz, Eretz is Eretz Mamish. Hashem is... Ibn Ezra says that the word shame, the root of the word shame is from the word shom, which means there. Right? Shom means there. So what I want to talk about Reuven. So I don't know Reuven's name. So I say, well, you know, the other guy is 6'1", he weighs about 250 pounds, broad guy, mustache. I give you all these explanations, right? It's a way for me to point at the person. I'm designating the person with all this. So instead of doing it, I said, well, his Reuven. Oh, Reuven. Right, so Reuven is a way to point at the person. There, that's where he is. So the word shame comes from the word shom. That's what the root of the word, the idea of the word shame. When we talk about a shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the exact same idea. We don't know Kodesh Baruch Hu in his true essence. But the way for us to point to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we look at the way Kodesh Baruch Hu acts in a certain way, say, oh, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we see a certain... We talk about Hashem, and the name of Hashem means that that's a certain way that Hashem acts, which for us indicates His presence. So Hashem has a mitzvah of Rachum, so that's one of the names of Hashem, is He's called Rachum, because we see a certain awesome level of Rachum, we said, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking. So each one of the Shemes is a way for us to point to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The way the Mephorshim call it, Hashem, it represents a different Hanhaga. Each name of Hashem represents a different way Hashem acts. Called a Hanhaga of Hashem. The different Shemas represent the different Hagas that Kodesh Baruch Hu has. So the Mora says that if I would say Vereishis Bara Lakim Shemayim Va'oritz, I would say that maybe the Pasuk is saying at the beginning the Bereshim created the Bereshim Vereishis Bara. In the beginning, created. Who created? Elohim, Shemayim, Ba'oritz. Different Hagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were used to create. There's an Hag of Elohim, there's an Hag of Shemayim, there's an Hag of Oritz. There's an Hag of, there would be a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts which we would relate to as Shemayim, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts which relate to as Oritz means the person created Gashmias, and through Gashmias we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Ruchnias. And that's an Hagavash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I might mistakenly think. He says, no, that the puzzle is referring to the creation of what he created. Which the truth is, it's not so far away from that. But that's the more saying that was the Havamina. Okay. Esa Oritz. So Lomali Lahakdim Shemayim Loritz. I got stuck on this, and I'm thinking of the more. The more seems to have like the Bach puts in Shemayim Loritz. Where Shmoy Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right. Shmoyis and Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bach puts in. So, and like the Mor's answer. Now when you realize it's Shemayim Mamish, Oritz Mamish. So I explain why it says Esa Oritz. And Mor says, why is it Esa Oritz? To tell you that there's a there is that the Shemayim preceded the Oritz. Rashi says it because it would just say, wouldn't say yes. I would say, listen, you know, I mean, even if they came together, how you possibly can't write it together. Rashi's Borlo Kibes HaShemayim Veho Oritz would mean the Shemayim and the Oritz together. Right? So the Ace Oritz tells me that it was a separate entity. I mean, but we already answered why it says Ace. So I'm not sure. Tosis comes along and says, Tosis adds the Vav. I mean, I'm sure Tosis is, you know, Kapasit actually had a Vav. I don't know, but the drush is on the Vav more than it's on the word Ace. Now, Boris is a Toyo Bavoyo. The next Pasuk says, Oritz was Toyo Bavoyo. Mechti, B'Shamayim is Aschel Bereshu. The Pasuk started out with Bereshu's Berlokim, Ace HaShamayim. It mentioned Shamayim first, and then Oritz. Why does the second pasuk start talking about the Oritz HaYisa Toyo Bavoyu? It starts describing the Oritz. Maishno the Kachosh of Maisa Oritz. Why does it then go proceed to discuss the Maisim of the Oritz as opposed to the Maisim of Shemayim? So more answers. Son of the very Rabbi Yishmael. Moshul Lemelech Boser Badam. An example would be like this: of you have a human, a flesh and blood king, a human being. Shomer l'avodav hashkimo l'psochai. He told his avodim that they have to make sure that they come quickly, early to his door. He wants them to come to them. So the following morning, l'mocher hishkim u'motza noshim ba'noshim. So he found the women and the men were there by the doorway early, waiting for him. The Mimish Abayach, so who would he give the greater praise to? The Mish Ein Darko Lahashkim Behishkim, the one that doesn't normally come and would come. So Rashi says that, so the point is, normally a woman, they the point of Hashkim over here wasn't so much necessarily the earliness as opposed to the fact that they would come out. The women don't normally come out, they stay home, the women belong in the home. The fact that they made that effort to come was more praiseworthy than the men.
Sounds like Gadol Mishayna Metzuva.
Well, he told both of them to come, I guess. But it's harder for the woman because that's not, you know, that's not her nature to come. Samura says, so Rashi says that Bereshim sort of. Rashi says Tupshatim that. Oritz, the process of Oritz, everything takes time, whereas in Shemayim things go quickly. Or just the fact that the Pasuk referred to Shemayim itself first indicates that Shemayim had some type of precedence, and but the Oritz did what it was supposed to do, so that's called it was being mashkim the Psoche. Okay, the next piece of Gemara is one of these Gemaras which I wanted to be mine a little more, which it was not mine. And Tanya Yosi Amr, Oy Lahem Labrius, Sharoyus, Ben and Yodus, they see and they don't realize Mahain Royus, what they are seeing. Omdus, Ben Yodus, Amahim, Omdus. They stand and they don't realize what they're standing at. Okay? This is Gemara, which says Dershuni. I wasn't the Dervish yet. Ha'oritz, Alma Omedus. What does the world stand on? It stands on Allah Amudim. There's pillars which support the world. Shenemar Hamargiz Eretz Mim Kemo Vamudel Yispal Sun. The passage is referring to that there'll be a time where the Bereshim will, the Bereshim has the ability, the Bereshim will be a time where the Bereshim will shake up the world, and the Amudim, its supports, Yispal Sun, will falter. So there's supports. Amudim, what do they stand on? Al Hamayim. They stand on the water. Shemar, the Rekaho Aretz. Al Hamayim, the earth is supported by the Mayim. So if it's supported by the Mayim, it means the Amudim would support the world, have to stand on the water. Mayim is Al Harim. So for Al Shemar, Al Harim, Yamdu Mayim. Pasuk says that on the Harim, Pasuk can tell them that the Horim stand then on the Horim stand the Mayim. Horem is beruach. They're supported by ruach. Kinam b'kinei yitzah horem ubarei ruach. Hashem is yitzah horem through the kayach of ruach. Ruach is besahara. Ruach is supported by the kayach of sahara. Shnei ruach sahara is seidavorei. And sahara is tzliya b'zorah shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. That, and that all is supported by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei umitachas zorah is olam. And under everything is the Zorah Yisraelim, is the armor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which supports everything. Okay. The world stands on 12 Amudim, Shnemar, Yatsev Gubalu Samim. The Mispar B'nai Yisrael Bresham sets out that all of the nations, the boundaries of the nations, according to the Mispar B'nai Yisrael. Some say Zion Amudim. Shenemar Chotzwa Amudah Shiva, that they hewed out the seven Amudim. Those of Ben Shemoyimer Allah Omer Echad, it's on one support. Bitzadik Shemar, the name of that support is called Bitzadik. Shenemar Bitzadik Yisrael Elam. There's a morale in this. I was planning to look up. I didn't look it up. So I wish I'm looking up. I'll get back to you on it. It's just like. You got to say something on this, right? Amar Yehuda, Shnei Rikiyim Hein. There are two Rikiyim. Shneimar Hein La Hashem Alakecha Hashemayim. Ushmei Hashemayim. There's Shemayim and Shmei Hashemayim. So there's two layers, two levels. Rish Lakish Amar Shiba. Rish Lakish says there are seven Rikiyim. The Rama, by the way, actually brings them. The name of the seven Rikiyim are Vilon. A curtain, rikia, shechokim, that it's rubbing against the highest points, zvul, ma'oin, a place of dwelling, mochoin, a place which is established, are aravis. Okay. We learn the first layer, eno meshamish klum, the only function that it has, Ella, that is Nichlis Shachris of Yitz Arbis, Mechadish Bechol Yemais Bereshis. Shemar Nurta Kadoik Shemaim Abim Tehem Ka'olah Shabbos. Everything comes, I guess, that Viloin is like a curtain, it's a blocking, and it gets out of the way, and it goes away in the Shachris and comes out in the Arbis. And that allows the light to come through by day and the darkness to envelop by night. Next level is Rekia Shabai Chama Ulevona Kechama Mazolus Kabuim. That's the layer where the Rekia is, where you have all of your heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, and stars. Shenemar B'yitena Samar Lakim Rekia Hashemayim. They were put, the Ma'aris were put in Rekia Shemayim. Shechokim, Shebo Rechayim Oimdus, V'techenus Mon Latzadikim. There is a millstone there which grinds out, produces the mon, which is to be given to the Tzadikim to eat in the future. The Bachetz and Losadabai, that in the future, Rishon will give mon. Shenemar Bayitzab Shechokim Mimal. So he commanded the shchokim to produce the mon for Klal Yisrael to eat. Why the process is referred to be shechik something is to grind it or to wear it down. So that's why it says that there's element of rechayim there. Zvul Shabbat Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash Mizbeach Bonu. There is a Yerushalayim Shemala Beis Hamikdash Mizbeach. Michal is the Hasara Gadol. The Malach Michal. I'm in a Makrav Olav. He brings carbon. He brings carbon to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bach adds in B'chol Yom every day. There's more to the Bach also. Shenemar, Benoi Benisi, Beis Zvul Loch. So Mershman created the Dalmel says Bana Benisi Basulloch, the place where you would dwell always. So it means that there's this place because Baruch is dwelling always and the process is still there. Now the Bach adds in a whole piece of which we don't have in our Gemara. You look at the Bach and Hay. My makriv, so the more continues and says, so what you bring as kribonis in that shemayim. Chisal al dait choshiyesh l'sham kibosim, there are no sheep there. Elam makriv nishmos son shal tzadikim. So the malach michal takes the nishmos of the tzadikim and puts them on the mizbeach as a carbon to Kadosh Baruch. Okay, for the Murakasha, Milon Dikri Shemayim. So you're saying that this is one of the Shemayim, so where do you see that the phrase Zvul is another reference to Shemayim? Rikia, it's called Rikia HaShemayim. Shchokim, it says, Shchokim, but I'll say Shemayim Pesach, so it refers to the Shemayim. Vilam, we don't have the. It says Hanoite Kadosh Shemayim Yitnachem Lo'er Lo Shabbos. It's like the flaps of the tent. It refers to the Shemayim like an oil. Where do you see Zvul is referred to as a Shemayim? Tichsev Habeit Me Shemayim Urei Mizvul Kodesh B'Tivartecha. So the Baruch Hashem we refer to Shemayim as Zvul. Ma'ayin. The Malachim, which say Shira at night, and are quiet during the day, awaiting the Shira of Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem says that the Shira is with him. And the Mor is going to sort of step off for a second. Now they mentioned that this Pasuk, so it talks about the Pasuk a little bit. Amrish Lakash Kaloisik Batar Balailo, a person learns Torah by night, the Kaddish Baruch Moshe Chalav Chud Shal Chesed B'yam. He's Zaycha to a grace, a certain favor by day that people find about him because he learns Torah B'layla. Shemar Yermami Yitzhab Hashem Chastoi, Hashem is Mitzhab a Chesed around that person. Why is it that Yemim Yitzav Hashem Chastoi Mishum Ubalayla Shiroi Imi, that because he has a Shir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him at night, referring to the Torah, so he gets a Chush HaChesed B'yam Vika Damri. Some have the verse on Rish Lakish Kol Oisik B'tar B'alam Azeh Shudem Alalayla Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kolov Chush Chesed L'Adam Haba Shudar Melayim. So if a person is Oisik in this world, which is where it's not clear, it's like Lailo, they'll be Zoycha to get the Chush Chesed B'Yoyim L'Adam Haba Shenemar Yomam Mitzav Hashem Chastoy B'Lal Shira Imi. The same drush. Okay. Amar Rebbe Levi Kolov Poisik Medibre Terah Poisik Medibre Sicho. Person interrupts his learning and talks irrelevant matters. He's fed in Olam Haba. These burning coals, resamim, are a type of a wood which doesn't burn out. So it means it's forever. Shenemar hakaitim aluach alisiach, resharish resamim lachmom. Those who are due to their conversation, therefore v'sharish v'samim lachmom, their bread is going to be these resamim. This resamim will be their what they're going to eat. Okay, so that was this interjection over here about the pasuk of Balayla Shira Imi. Where do we see that this ma'oin is referred to as shemayim? Shenemar hashkifa mimayin kachacho min hashemayim. Mechayin shabay oitzis shelag oitzis borad v'aliyas tzlalim royim v'aliyas agolim v'chedra shal sufa v'soro v'mora shal kitar v'dasusayin eish. So there's this tremendous storehouse of all of the Rashi says that when Bershom wants to bring Peronius in the world, he has this storehouse, which he has snow, hail, he has bad tile, he has a golem over here, as Rashi says, a type of rain. He has a Rukhadra Shal Sufa. Umar shal kiter, so the coin takes out the word besara, doesn't put in the word besara. There's a room of which has sufa. There's a cave of kiter the smoke of the fire, and there's eish. Shinamar yitzchak locha Hashem esetzaret toiv, and Rashim should open up. There is an oitzer of toiv, which means there's also an oitzer of peronius. For the markasha, hani brikia yisno, hani ba'ar yisno. These things are not in the shemaim; they're down here to see. Halus Hashem min ha'aretz, tananim b'chol tamayis. Eishu barad shelu b'kitor ruach saroi seder baray. They're all min ha'aretz. Read it again. Hani brikia yisno, hani ba'ara yisno. Are these in the shemaim? They're down here. And the pasuk says they're down here. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, David bikash aleim rachamim baridin la'aretz. David took them out of the shemaim down to the aretz. They're less potent when they're down here. How did he do it? Amar lefano, Rebbeinu Shalom. He said the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Loi kel chofetz resha ato. Loi yugurcha ra. So it shouldn't dwell in the dwelling place of Kadosh Baruch Hu, with Kadosh Baruch Hu, anything which is ra. Tzadakato Hashem loi yugur bimgurcha ra. And where you dwell, there shouldn't be ra. I mean, all in the Krishna mind, where do you see that this level, which referring to is mochain, is ikri shemayim d'ksi, batosh tishma ha-shemayim mochain shiftecha. You should hear from the shemayim, which is mochain shiftecha. And you should be seleach, etc. That was all part of the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, that the Rashim should hear and accept the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. A rabbi should by tzedek mishpat utzdaka ginzei chaim v'ginzei shalom v'ginzei bracha nishmashen shal tzadikim v'ruchais v'neshamais shasad hibarais v'tal shasad kach bracha l'hachlis v'meisim. In a rabbi is a version to meet is of tzedek and mishpat, and the rabbi has the tzedaka he gives to the world, the source, the storehouse is the treasure houses of life, of peace, of blessing. And the neshamas of tzaddikim, the ruches, and the neshamas which the Hashem will create, and the tal which the Hashem will use to bring the mechayim meisim. So that's all found in the shemaim called aravos. All the psukim up here. Okay. Where it says, how do you know tzedek mishpat? How do you know there was tzedek mishpat? There to see tzedek mishpat mechayin kisecha is there by the kisei of Hashem. Sadaka Nksiva Yabesh Sadaka Kaster Yarn. There in that place. So the Bereshim, this is where Kadosh Baruch Hu is, and the Bereshim puts it stuck on him on himself like his armor. There where the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of life. And Hashem's name is Shalom. Against the Rachel, see, Yisra Rachel Meis Hashem. Thereby, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of blessing. Hashem Nishmat Hashem Tzadikim Nitziv. But Hayis Nefesh Adonit Tzur B'Tzara Chayim, the place of Chayim of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Nefesh of David HaMelech should be Tzur there as Eis Hashem Alakachal there with Hashem. Ruch is in Hashem. So said the Kibbutz to see if Kiruch Lefanai Yatoif, the Ruch will come and envelop itself from there by Kadosh Baruch Hu, from Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So Hashem said, "Ani asisi." Tal shas Kadosh Baruch Hu lahachis, but meisim nasiv geshem the dabeis tanif elokim nachloskoy. You push and put these geshem of onto your nachlo. Menil o atokin anto. And there, Shamay Fanim, Vesrofim, Vachas HaKadosh, Malach HaSharos, Kis HaKabod, Melech, Kel, Chai, Ramban Yisro, Shechen Aleim. And that's Shen Nemar, Sela L'Rechev Ba'aravois, Bekosh Moi, Sebershim is the Rechev, it means he dwells on top of all of these things. Let's talk about what that means. Meolde Krishimaim, Aser Rechiva Rechiva, the Zegzera Shabbat, Ksiv Hocha, Solo Lo Rechiva Ravois, Ksiv Hosam Rechiv Shemaim Bezreko. Okay, let's hold it here.